USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Wednesday night as part of a Celebrating America program. Speaking from the Lincoln Memorial, Biden said he wanted his inauguration to be about the American people and said that America's story depends on all Americans.
This is a great nation. We're good people. And to overcome the challenges in front of us requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. It requires us to come together in common love that defines us as Americans. Opportunity, liberty, dignity, and respect. And to unite against common foes, hate, violence, disease, and hopelessness. America's story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi considers when to send the article of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate, senators are debating how to handle trying a president no longer in office. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he does not agree with Senator Mitch McConnell's recent remarks on the Senate floor, blaming President Trump for the Capitol riots. He tells Fox News that McConnell is giving legitimacy to the impeachment process with his words.
That would be a crime, to provoke somebody to incite them to violence. Show me the clip where you did that. What I would say about Senator McConnell, that I think he has been a good leader. He's a great street fighter. I think he'll be a challenge for Schumer. But he is, in my view, giving some legitimacy to this impeachment process that I think is wrong. They impeached the president and the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness. Now, is that what we're going to become as a country? I hope not.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden signed a number of executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those signed Wednesday was a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders to rejoin the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
Some of the executive actions I'm going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID crisis. We're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far. And advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. And I think some of the things we're going to be doing are bold and vital, and there's no time to start like today.
The president's plan to rejoin the Paris Accord has drawn calls for a Senate review of the treaty. Four Republican senators submitted a resolution saying the president should not be allowed to enter into an international treaty without Senate approval. And after a 17-year career in the NFL, Philip Rivers is hanging up his cleats. The prolific quarterback announced his retirement Wednesday after 16 years with the Chargers and spending the past season with the Colts. Rivers ranks fifth all-time with 63,440 passing yards and fifth all-time with 421 touchdown passes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.